Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You can have your seat. Sit majestically in the presence of the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Numbers 6. We'll read from 22 to 27. Numbers 6. During our Thanksgiving service in January, I was able to look at this passage, and we look at the first passage, you know, the first verse. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, go ahead. 23 now. Speak unto Aaron and to his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Somebody say amen. Amen. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Amen. Amen. 26. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. 27. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. God will bless somebody here this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning we want to look at other part of that prayer. Maybe we are able to look at, this morning, we have looked at the Lord bless thee. So we want to look at the Lord keep thee. Amen? The Lord make his face to shine upon thee, and the Lord be gracious unto thee. So those are the three. God will give us the ability in the next 15, 20 minutes to look at this important passage. Words from the Lord. So, we've perhaps all heard the stories of armed robbers sneaking into night guards and locations, taking possession of their weapon while they were asleep, and while they momentarily lost concentration. We have all heard that. The fact is that human beings are not built to stay awake or stay alert all the day, 24 hours. God created the day and night cycle for a reason. So every human being needs rest. Even those who take substances to keep them from sleeping will have moments when they are not completely alert. When you compare man to God in this area, you will discover that there is no match, nor can there ever be. Psalm 121 verse 4. The Bible says, behold, he keeps Israel. He who keeps Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. Unlike human beings, God has no attribute called sleep. He is forever awake and ever alert. This is the reason why only God can keep us. Only God. We all try our best in many situations that require us to keep the role. But in reality, we can only try. And that's why Psalm 127 verse 1 says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keeps the city, what happens to the watchmen? They stay awake in vain. Praise the Lord. So 2 weeks ago, that was 2 weeks ago now, we started to examine the manner in which God instructed Moses to bless the children of Israel. As we have read in Numbers 6, from that, verses 26 to 20 to 27. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. So today, let's look at the second part. The Lord keep you. Now, let me ask you a question. Who is your keeper? Is it your night guard? Or that small thing that the herbalist gave you to always put in your pocket? Have you considered that the herbalist himself or herself is not safe from attacks or harm? How can a god, small g now, who is just big enough to occupy a small place in my pocket, be anyone's keeper? This morning, I received a WhatsApp message. If you look in India, the temple was nothing but you would think it's a church. But guess what they are worshiping in that temple? And they are calling their keeper. Maybe I wanted to send it to the House of Glorious Family platform. Maybe I will still do it. Rats. A lot of rats. In this era of Lassa Viva, coronavirus, or what do we call it? Coronavirus. As soon as disease is everywhere. And I look at it, I wash it, and I shook my head. And the man was saying, this is what keep us safe. Rats. May God open our eyes in the mighty name of Jesus. So today, we are looking at the second part, the Lord keep you. In Acts of Apostle, chapter 12, we remember how Herod arrested Peter, put him in prison, ordering 4 squads of soldiers to guard him. Now, a squad in the army is anything between 7 to 14 soldiers, usually led by a sergeant. So 4 squads like that, guarding Peter. Using an average, this means that at least 40 soldiers were guarding Peter, bound with 2 chains. He was sleeping between 2 soldiers, yet he was also sleeping between the soldiers. Yet, when God was ready to bring him out of the prison, all the soldiers in all the guard posts, what happened to them? They were all asleep. Or at least, they were weakened or unable to stop him from going out of the prison. Even the iron gate of the prison opened for him on his own accord. Go and read it. Acts chapter 12. So when God keeps you, no one can hold you unbound. Can I hear amen to that? Amen. When he keeps you, no one can harm you. No one can touch you. No witches and wizard can try their power on you when God keeps you. When God is your keeper, you can rest assured that he never dozes off. God never dozes off. When the Lord keeps you, you will go out, you will come in confidence, knowing that you are shielded from danger. Going forward, we all need to put our trust in the only God who cannot fail. God will not fail you in the mighty name of Jesus. In Psalm 121, verses 5 to 8, the Bible says, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. So the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. So shall it be for all of us this year and in these years of this decade and beyond, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Say a better amen. Amen. The second part of that prayer says, the Lord make his face shine upon you. One of the things we learned in high school was the vital role sunlight plays in our growth, in the growth of plants. Remember the story or the theory of photosynthesis? Whereby plants absorb energy from sunlight and convert into a simple form of sugar, the green pigments in leaves, called chlorophyll. My biology is still very strong. Amen. And that chlorophyll is responsible for changing the energy absorbed from sunlight into usable fuel for the plants. It is not just good for the sun to shine on plants. In fact, it is required. So a simple experiment of placing 2 similar plants in 2 different locations, one sunlight, the other one under a shade, will reveal to you after some days why the plant under the sunlight is growing and flowering and its leaves are green. The one under a shade will be weak and its leaves will be turned yellow. So in Numbers 6:25, the A part says, the Lord makes his face shine upon you. And this is the third part of that prayer that God dictated to Moses in that passage that we read, as an approved way to bless the children of Israel. So one may ask, what does it mean for God to make his face to shine upon me or upon us? The background is in our opening paragraph above shows how important sunshine is to plants. So how much more important then, we can conclude, it is for God's face to shine upon us. It is for God's face to shine upon us. So as the plant draws energy from the sun for nourishment and growth, so we must, God's children, draw energy for success and breakthrough from our only source. And that source is God. The servant said that if heaven smiles on you, then you can have what you want. So the main way for heaven to smile on us is God to make his face to shine upon us. And when we look at examples of people that God makes his face to shine on, we look at the example of Jacob. Jacob in the Bible. You remember the story of Jacob? You remember Laban? Laban was his father-in-law. He was a very crude man. He deceived Jacob by giving him Leah when serving for Rachel for 7 years. Jacob served another 7 years before he could get the wife he loved. He served his father-in-law after another 6 years for wages denominated in cattle, making a total of 20 years of service. Yet Laban would have been happy to send Jacob away empty-handed. Can you imagine that? But God makes his face to shine upon him. Why did I say Laban would have loved Jacob to go empty-handed? Why? Laban changed Jacob's wages 10 times. But God kept favoring Jacob. Speaking to his wives, Genesis 31, 7 to 8. Jacob was speaking to his wife now, Rachel and Leah. Jacob said, "Yet your father has deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God will not allow him to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckle shall be your wages," that is, all cattle or all animals, born speckle, will be your wages. What happened? Then all the flocks bore speckled. Amen? Then the man will come again and say, no, because all those ones now belong to Jacob. Okay, what is going to happen that if it is striped ones, all those ones with stripes will be your wages. What happened again? All the flocks will now be bearing striped, young ones. So as Laban kept manipulating Jacob's wages, God kept shining his face upon Jacob to prosper him in whatever new wages the man changed to. So there was nothing Laban could do to stop the blessings of God upon Jacob. There is nothing a man can do to stop your blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And I pray this year and this decade, in the mighty name of Jesus, no one will be able to stop your blessings. Amen. No matter how your employer or your business partners or your associates try to manipulate your world, your reward, nobody will be able to stop your blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Even when they say they are doing restructuring and they let you go, no one will be able to stop your blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our God will prosper you in all directions. Amen. You shall not labor in vain. Amen. You will receive returns in multiples of your labor. Amen. You shall be blessed until your name changes to blessing. Amen. Say a better amen. Amen. When God makes his face to shine upon an individual, there is no stopping that person. Obstacles are removed. Doors of opportunities are opened. Attacks on such individual are quashed, and negative reports about him or her are revolved. When God's face shines upon you, people no longer see you as you are. All they see and feel is favor towards you. This is the best place to be, brethren. This is what we should covet this year. And this is what it will be for us going forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a better amen. Amen. Lastly for today, quickly. And the Lord be gracious unto you. So we look at the remaining part whenever we have another opportunity like this. As with many words, in many languages, grace is a word with many meanings, several synonyms. Some of the synonyms used in the dictionary are elegance, charm, naturalness. Is there a word like that? when something is natural, the nurses of it. Amen. Ease. Effortlessness. One dictionary meaning says grace is simple elegance. Another, in recognition of Christian belief, defines the word grace as the free, unlimited, unmerited favor of God. No matter how you define the word, you will discover that grace is a pleasant feature to carry with you. And that's why the Numbers in Bible, Numbers 6:25, the Bible says, the Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Amen? The Lord be gracious to you is the fourth part of that six-part prayer that we are examining. Okay? So, there is a reason why one does something and receives sharp criticism. Another does it and people take it easy on him or her. When I was in Bobby Wright, the woman will gather us together. I said, he's giving us didactic training. Didactic. D-A-D-I-D-A-T-I-C, something like that. He said, these are the type of training I give that they don't even give in university campuses. Then we'll be asking questions. The same definition that everybody has given, the woman will be saying no. No. Isaac, what can you say? Then everything that they have said, I've just summarized it. It will now ask them to clap for me. People will be looking at themselves. Ah, is this not what we have just said? I said, it's just the grace of God. Unmerited favor. Amen. There was a colleague of ours when we were not born again in the university. We would go for conferences. Okay? In one of those days, I went for one conference in Akure. I came back when money was money for 5 days. I came back to claim about 30,000 naira. She decided was what I will say now. That I resided in an hotel. What's the word? Is that the right word? Okay. I lodged. I want to be professional. I lodged in an hotel for 5,000 naira per night. Such hotel during that period can only be found in Abuja during that time. I claimed 5,000. It's easy to do the receipt, you know, for 5 days, 25,000. The other thing, I had 5,000. I collect 30,000, put it in my pocket. Whereas, the guest house that I lodged in, it was armed robbers that drove us away the second day. Armed robbers. I was just praying that they won't knock on my door. You know, maybe about $25 per night. That night, 25 naira. You know. But I came back after 5 days. I collected 30,000 naira, put it in my pocket, and was doing my business over. A colleague did the same. He was fired from the job. They asked him, look, we want to see the paper you presented at that seminar. So it's just the grace of God. May the grace of God continually be shining upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. So that's why I said, one person does something and receives sharp criticism. Another one will do it, and it will be easy on him. There is a reason why one person kept going out and coming in, and others are not able to get a foot at the door. The fact that one person can easily do something that everyone else has been trying to do, and is not succeeding, means that there is a strong propeller that is working on behalf of that person, but not on behalf of others. You think it is a coincidence that one person speaks and everyone always listens, another speaks and no one is paying attention? Grace is a powerful force. Just one dose of it every morning is enough for you to come back home in the evening singing with success. One of the people who found grace in the Bible was Ruth. Ruth. She was a stranger in Israel. Naomi, but Naomi granted her request, to go to the field and glean heads of grains after any reaper, anyone that is reaping, in whose sight she might find favor. This was like gambling, but Naomi allowed her to go, and long story cut short, she found herself gleaning in the field of Boaz, a relative of her father-in-law. Read Ruth chapter 2. You will see it there. Boaz noticed her and asked who she was, and thereafter decided to be gracious unto her by granting her such favor that surprised all other women. Ruth 2, 15 to 16, the Bible says, "And when she rose up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, 'Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. Also, let grain from the bundles fall purposely for her. Leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her.'" Ruth got home in that evening of that day with so much grain that Naomi was wondering who took notice of her and showed her such a favor. When God is gracious unto you, you encounter unmerited favor from people, even people you do not know. The grace of God opens special doors that are not open to everyone. When you carry God's grace with you, your job will be accomplished with effortless ease. The little you think you have put in will yield so much and attract so much praise and appreciation from other people. When the grace of God is on you, the words that come out of your mouth will be pleasantly received by people. Amen. Your words will grant people peace. Bearing God's grace, you become a solution provider, and people will seek after you to ask for your opinion. It does not matter how much effort one may be putting into something. Without the grace of God, the efforts might not be appreciated. As God's children, one of the prayers which we should be praying this year and this decade is for our God to be gracious unto us. Let us not forget about last year or last decade going forward. I pray in Jesus' name that our God will be gracious unto us. Say amen. Amen. We will accomplish our goals and assignment with such efforts that it will seem unto us that we have done little. Amen? Amen. Our God will prepare our ways and paths for us, and we find breakthroughs in all what we lay our hand upon. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. But what are we talking about? All these things are possible and can only come to pass in your life if you are a child of God. Amen? If your name is not in the book of life, it's very difficult. Praise the Lord. Therefore, this morning, I want us to rise. We will rise. Let's covet the blessings of the Lord. And this blessing can only come only if we have accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior. This morning, open your mouth. Tell God, "Father, I am rededicating my life to you. Be gracious unto me. Keep your face, let your face shine upon me and keep me. Lord, keep me. Let your face shine upon me. Father, be gracious upon me. In the name that's above every other name. And I can only do this if I have accepted you as my personal Lord and Savior. Therefore, O Lord, I confess you as my Lord and Savior once again. You are my God. I have no power of my own. You are the miracle working God. Work your miracles in my life. Lord, all these things that we have said can only change a man's destiny for better. Look unto my destiny this morning and change me for better. Lord, I'm accepting you, sir. I'm confessing you as my personal Lord and Savior. In the sight of everybody that is here, I'm not ashamed. I come boldly to the throne of grace. Forgive me my sins this morning, Lord. I come boldly to this great throne of grace. Boldly I have come. Lord, I have come boldly. Accept me and bless me. In the name of Jesus. Accept me, Lord. Favor me in all my ways. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want you to talk to God. In which area of your life are you struggling? Say, Father, be gracious unto me. You have heard the testimony of our mommy. God revealed what is going to happen to her before she gets to war. That is grace. What I thought is going to be impossible. In fact, I've been thinking, how much will I get back in tax return? Tax return gives me nothing. Last year, I paid some money back because I don't have anybody to fire. The children are old. In those days, we used the children, and money comes in. No more. All the children are now independent. They collect their money, put it in their pocket. So that means money is not coming from that area at all. But I look unto God, and the God was gracious upon me. Ask God for that grace. Nothing is impossible.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let us all stretch our hand to the man of God that the Lord has used to bless us this afternoon. Let us ask God that the Lord will be gracious unto him, that he will not become an old instrument in the sight of God, that the Lord will refill him, he will fill him up, that he will not disappoint God, that he will not disappoint his calling, that the Lord will continue to bless him. He will continue to bless him. His hand will be on him perpetually. The Lord will continue to guide and direct him. All that he needs to do the work that the Lord has given unto him, that the Lord will provide. He will be gracious unto him. He will bless his going in. He will bless his coming out in the mighty name of Jesus. He will never lack any good thing. Because he has chosen to listen to the call of God, that the Lord will surprise him in every area. He will make every of his burden to be light. He will go before him. Before he asks, the Lord will answer in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord once again. Amen.